This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Everard's Tiger, ADT Taxes, Peter's Pizzeria, and loserpool.com. So welcome to another edition of the 100% LCFC podcast. Make sure you follow us at 100LCFC on Facebook and on Twitter, and follow me at Lee_Chappie. Today's show, Liverpool 1-1. Mane scored in the third minute and I thought they were going to run right after that. But just before half time, Harry Maguire got his head, big old slab head, got a goal and changed the whole perspective of the whole game for the rest of the second half. And there was a little bit of cheating as well going on, I think, by the Liverpool staff during the half-time. I'm pretty sure you've seen that by now. And if you haven't, it's all to do with dirty little tactics to do with the snow. Basically, the staff only did one side, which was Liverpool's attacking end, leaving the Liverpool defensive area where Leicester are attacking still with snow. very, very dodgy. But that's what happens in football these days, you know, tactics, dirty little tactics. Did you see that one during the Spurs game? The Spurs game, a ball boy deliberately held the ball for quite some time, eventually losing the ball, and then winks at the camera on national TV. Winks at the camera. Brilliant. Good lad. Got more balls than I did when I was a kid, put it that way. Oh, dear. Now, it was transfer deadline day yesterday. Crazy stuff going on. Although we've not really signed anyone in particular, we've recalled Harvey Barnes, which obviously wasn't yesterday. He's already played a few games. As well as signing Youri Tielemans from Monaco. And Silva going actually out, so on a swap deal there. We've also lost Vincent Ibora to Villarreal for £9 million. Johan Benlouan has gone to Nottingham Forest. Boo! Callum Eldor back on loan at Ipswich. Diabate's gone loan to Sivasspor. Like I said, Adrian Silva is at Monaco. Josh Knight also out on loan at Peterborough. And Andy King went out on loan at Derby. To be fair to him, I don't think he was going to get back in the squad anyway. So wish him all the best, Andy King. Good old Kingy. Leicester's Mr. Leicester himself. Now, with the Man United game coming up at the weekend on Sunday, it's an early kickoff. We will be down there at the Blues Bar and we're going to do a pre and post match video for you guys. So if you are interested in coming down there, make sure you bump into Phil, me and the gang that will be there outside the Blues Bar, outside the King Power Stadium before and after the game. You're more than welcome to join us and talk Leicester City pre and post match. Speaking of the match, my predictions, I'm going actually for a 1-1 draw. I fancy a 1-1 draw again, purely because of the stats. If you look back at the stats for Manchester United against Leicester City, 25 games between the pair. Leicester have only beat Man United twice on those occasions, losing 16 and drawing 7. I think we're going to draw. The last previous meetings, we lost the opening game of the Premier League. I thought we was very unlucky, to be quite honest, because I think Daniel Amate with a handball, very start of the game, kind of killed it before it even started. And we lost 2-1, and I don't think we deserve to lose 2-1, and we could have got back into it, to be quite honest. Before that, though, in 2017, it was a 2-2 draw at home, and in the same season, we lost 2-0 at Man United. So I'm going for a draw just based on previous stats. Now, Man United are also in form at the minute with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as manager. They're flying, to be honest. Since kicking Mourinho out, that was quite controversial in itself. He's been told he's under contract not to talk about Manchester United. It's not nice. It's a bit nasty, to be fair. I think he can't wait to start talking, to be honest. But he's got to hold up to the contract that he signed at the end of the day. I think they've just paid him off £15 million, actually, as well, Man United. So Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, one of their legends, especially from the 99 treble, the Champions League, the Premier League, I think it was the FA Cup as well. I've got a signatured, I've got a signed Champions League replica trophy here sitting in my cabinet, actually, by him, Solskjaer, and Teddy Sheringham. If you're a Man United fan, I'm not selling it just yet, but I will be soon. So get in touch. But yeah, back to Man United. They are in form. They are, I think they've got about four or five wins on the bounce, maybe more. I think this could be six even. And they obviously drew against Burnley, strangely enough. So maybe we could nick it, but I do think it's going to be a draw. Leicester, on the other hand, we've lost one, lost, and drew. Claude Puel doesn't seem to like losing three games on the bounce. You Puel outers out there, that's a stat for you. You don't like to lose three games on the bounce. Now, Man United are a bigger side. I do think we are going to go more of an attack mode against them. If they attack us, I think we can attack them on a counter-attack. It's going to be a close one, guys. This one's going to be close. Now, speaking of Manchester United, I was also on a podcast earlier, and I'm going to use a little bit of their footage now, speaking to them guys about the game. I'll put that in for you now.
I'm Sam Lee, and in the blue corner tonight, we've got Adam Keyworth. In the red corner, it's Statman Dave and Joe McGrath. And as a United fan and a City correspondent, I'll be floating between the two. We've still got absolutely loads to get through tonight. Probably too much, if anything.
in about 10 minutes.
Potentially the prospect of Jadon Sancho coming back to Manchester. But first, what we definitely need to get right into is the two big games this weekend. We have got City hosting Arsenal and United travelling to Leicester.
Indeed. So we've got two United fans in the studio. Thought might even it up a bit. We've got Leicester fan Lee Chappy Chapman on the line. Hello, mate.
Lee Chappy Chapman, I like that.
I like that. That's what it says on my notes. Just read it out. So talk to us about the weekend. Well, actually, I mean, you did City fans a favour in helping them get that 1-1 draw on the weekend. So I think they deserve... Are you going to give them a round of applause, Adam?
No, because they beat us.
No, that, oh yeah, that's true.
They beat us that much for a favour.
Yeah, the whole world was back in Leicester, weren't they? Apart from obviously Liverpool fans, the whole world was back in it. It was mad.
Do you think you should have won on Wednesday?
Sorry, say again?
Do you think you should have won on Wednesday?
You know what? If James Maddison put that away, that header that he missed, it was an absolute sitter. And I think if Demarai Gray squared that, I think it was Jamie Vardy coming down the right. Instead of shooting, I think it would have put it to bed probably, yeah.
As people listening, obviously most of them from Manchester, some United fans were listening, I basically want to know, unless they're going to do what they did to Liverpool and do what they did to City and cause a bit of an upset on the weekend.
Well, look at it this way. We've played 25 or 6 games between us, and we've only ever beat you twice. One was in 98, and I was a kid back then. I think I was about 10 or 8, or something like that. And I do remember it. I think it was it a Tony Cotty goal? I think it was Tony Cotty.
I'm not sure. In the day. Crikey, that's a stat.
And we won a couple of seasons ago on the Great Escape season, 5-3 with a big comeback at home. It was my birthday, actually, on that day, so it was an amazing birthday for me.
The 5-3 game, wasn't it? That absolutely ruined Van Gaal forever.
That was insane.
They finished it.
We've lost 16 games and drew 7 of you guys, so we've not got the best of records. And with Solskjaer coming in as well with you guys, you're on form, you're on fire. I'm a bit worried.
Dave, when you look at Leicester, should it be a game that Ole can win, get back on a winning streak?
Yeah, I think so. But you know, Leicester have been pretty decent over the last month or so. Defensively, they look quite good. If they made the right decisions in the final third, they would have got a result against Liverpool. They've got some good results previous to that. But I think it's all about United unlocking the door. And the big thing for United and coming out of the press conference is obviously Pogba is fit. You know, some knocks that he took against Burnley, but he's fit. And he's been in great form over the last month under Ole. He's really... He's looked like an inspirational character that you expect when you pay 86 million for him or however much United spent on him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing. Leicester need to deal with that. So, Lee, again, your defensive midfielders, you've signed Youri Tielemans as well from Monaco on loan. Are you kind of excited to see him?
That was a straight swap, actually. For
a straight swap, so that's gone through.
So that went through yesterday. Excited to see him, but at the same time, I'm kind of gutted that Silva's gone because he didn't really get a chance to shine in the squad, I don't think. And he's meant to be a good quality central sort of defensive midfielder. And I don't know, it's just weird. We don't really need a midfielder. We need an attacker, and we haven't got it. Apart from Jamie Vardy, the whole I think the whole problem with Leicester is the last 3 or 4 years, the whole team's been based, and stats and tactics has all been based around one player. We're not a one-man team, but I think we just work around him. And I think Puel has been trying to change that up this season, and I think that's half the reason why a lot of the fans don't want him here anymore, is because the style that he's trying to play is kind of boring and doesn't work exactly.
Lee, thank you very much for your call. I'm going to plug the Premier League fix because it's on your Twitter account. And if people are watching it, because that's your YouTube, they might think it's Jamie Vardy hosting, but you are, of course, the legend who quite looks exactly like Jamie Vardy. So if people go over to that YouTube channel, the Premier League fix, it's definitely you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 100% me. It's on Facebook as well. It's just gone mental. I started it only a couple of weeks ago, and it's up to 7K already in like 2 weeks. It's just insane.
Lovely. Lee_Chappie as well, isn't it, on Twitter?
Yeah, that's on Twitter, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll give you a call on Monday, see how the game went, and get you on again. Is that good?
I'm always available, mate. Always available.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you very much, Lee. Lee Leicester against Manchester United is this weekend. And go follow Lee on the Premier League fix. A little score prediction for me then, Dave?
2-1 Man United.
I was going to go 2-1 as well. You two?
3-1 United.
3-1 United.
I'll go an optimistic 2-2.
Oh. Optimistic.
You'll probably win 2-1.
2-2. On to the blue side, Etihad. Right. Yeah.
And that's what this podcasting is about, you see. It's just, it's good. It's good networking. Get to talk to different people all the time. I was looking forward to going on the United stand, but they are horrendously busy. I can imagine they are, to be fair. Compared to 100% LCFC, they've probably got a 10 times reach. But that's Manchester United. You know, at the end of the day, they are the biggest club in the world, give or take. They like to say they're the biggest club in the world, and they like to say they've got the most amount of money, but they're actually owned by the Glazers, right? I just thought I'd throw that banter out there. Oh dear. Anyway, that's enough for today's show. Thank you for listening. Make sure you listen to us on SoundCloud and on iTunes, and I am going to find a few more platforms to put this out on as well. Those will be posted up as soon as I can get them up. Follow me at Lee_Chappie. Follow 100% LCFC at 100 LCFC. I'll see you there if you're there. If not, I'll see you on the next show. Cheers, guys.